Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
We're switching over to a reopening situation in Western New York. The governor yesterday offering reopening guidelines for amusement parks, indoor entertainment centers. And Dan Stokes with Six Flags Darien Lake is joining us live. Dan, did you get what you wanted to hear yesterday from the governor?
Yeah, we were really excited with what we heard yesterday. Of course, that means that we get to reopen the spring, which is something we've been looking forward to for a long time.
What are some of the guidelines that people need to know about?
The guidelines are really what we expected and what our other Six Flags parks that have been able to open have seen, which is a capacity limit. It's a percentage based on our capacity. A reservation system will need to be in place. That way people need to reserve ahead of time. That way we know who's going to be here. We can limit the number of people who are going to be here at one time. We also are going to have social distancing efforts, making sure people can stay away from each other, whether they're in line for a ride or for dining, or just while they're going about the park, making sure they can stay socially distant. And as you're seeing pretty much everywhere right now, everyone will have to wear a mask while they're in the park, and that's team members and guests.
All right. What is that percentage of capacity that you're allowed to have?
Right now it's at 33%. We're still working on figuring out exactly what that means for what our capacity can be, but really anybody in the park right now is good news for us.
Yeah, for such a sprawling park, 33%, I would imagine that for most days at least, that probably wouldn't be an issue to have kind of the regular amount of people.
That's what we're thinking right now, too, is we're going to be able to get a good number of people in here into the park, and just once we get here, making sure everybody's staying socially distant and safe.
Hey, Dan, you know, I know right now you're offering something for people. I mean, there's not a lot to do during this pandemic, but you've got a laser light show at night. How many people is this attracting? Is this turning out to be something great for you guys?
Yeah, it's been a really exciting moment for us. Starting last Friday, February 12th, we were able to start our laser light drive-in spectacular, which has been great. The feedback we're getting from our guests is amazing. Season pass holders and members can get in free, which is great, and it's a $14.99 per ticket ticket for everybody else. It's been great. It's a laser spectacular, so it's lasers in front of you, all around you, fog machines going, all synced up to a rockin' high-energy soundtrack, which our guests have loved so far.
That is pretty cool, and cool to have anything to do, and wishing you the best of luck in finally being able to reopen those doors. It's Dan Stokes with Darien Lake joining us live.